All right, great to be with you. Kerry Crowley, how are you?
Doing well, Marty. Checking in from the booth down at Chase Field. Looking forward to some more Giants and Diamondbacks action down here. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. Enjoying the show, Bill, and I. Having a lot of fun so far. Our segment with Bruce Jenkins was really just outstanding, just talking some ball. And I've enjoyed it. So tonight we've got Arizona, of course, and the Giants. But there was some pregame news today. You had some stuff on Twitter about Longoria, Belt, and some other folks.
Yeah, just got done chatting with Gabe Kapler in front of the Giants dugout here at Chase Field. Evan Longoria was out on the field playing catch with Kai Correa, the Giants bench coach. Giants think he could be back as soon as the third week of July. Brandon Belt, encouraging news on him, as the Giants also think he could be back sometime between the All-Star break and the trade deadline, as he's playing catch on the field in San Francisco on Sunday. That's the plan for him. And then Tommy La Stella, who's got a splint on an injured thumb that he hurt during a rehab assignment, he could start another rehab assignment as soon as the All-Star break. So the Giants could be getting three infielders back, be much closer to full strength, Bill, by the end of this month. And for a Giants team that's got the Dodgers for seven games between the All-Star break and the trade deadline, that could be really impactful.
Yeah, I really believe so, Kerry. But I tell you what, all these injuries are starting to come to fashion. They're starting to get healing, and they're starting to get healthy. And that's what we want to see. This lineup has been, you know, puzzle pieces up until now. And you start dropping La Stella, Belt, Longo, Talkman, Webb. These guys all were the front liners. So this is all good news. And Giants just have to weather this until the All-Star break. They get a good 4 or 5 days off there. And then they start the second half strong, Marty.
Yeah, they do, and I think you said Talkman in there with Longoria. I wasn't sure. Do you mean the Talkman we know?
I threw him in there, Marty. You were listening.
All right. I just want to make sure that that's what you meant. All right. He did make another great catch, I will tell you that. He really has a flair for the dramatic. But, Kerry, Bill, tonight the lineup, you look at the Arizona lineup, a lot of lefties, as Bill pointed out. But then I look at the Arizona bench, they don't have anything but lefties on the bench anyway. But no Escobar in there tonight. And then we've got Derek Jeter Estrada hitting second for the Yankees. I'm sorry, for the Giants tonight. How about that?
Yeah, you know, Marty, Gabe Kapler talked about that pregame as well, moving Tyro Estrada up in the order. And basically it's a function of wanting to split up the righties and lefties in this Giants order. And the way that he can do that against Jake Faria, a pitcher who may not go deep into this game, is if you end up having Darren Ruff come in to face a left-handed pitcher, you've got righty-lefty-righty with Estrada, Yastrzemski, Ruff, then Crawford, Solano, Duggar, Casale, all the way down. And so that was part of it. It was also rewarding Tyro Estrada for a really good game last night. The Giants saw what he'd been doing at AAA. This guy does not swing and miss a whole lot, just a 14% strikeout rate down in the minor leagues. And so that's why the Giants have confidence. The takes last night were confident from Tyro Estrada. He looked like a professional hitter. We've talked about this, Marty. He can hit is a phrase you like to use. Tyro Estrada in day one, he could hit.
Well, he's no Will Wilson, I'll put it that way.
No, but, no. High A leader in home runs, I might add, Will Wilson. So.
Right. Did you say high A?
Yeah, high A. High A ball.
Right.
Yeah.
First round pick. Okay.
You know what, Marty? These guys, before they become major league stars, they have to hit their way through the minors. And that's what Will Wilson's doing right now. Yeah. So just be patient.
He certainly is. I can't
just
wait
be
to
patient.
See it. But,
yeah.
All right. So we got Jake Faria tonight and Sammy Long. What's Arizona's plan? I mean, first of all, let me say this. The beginning of the game, the first inning. I'm going to ask you guys, over, under, and the number of pitches for Jake Faria in the first inning.
Bill, go ahead, Bill,
Kerry.
take this one.
All right, yeah, I'd be happy to, because you got Wade Jr., Estrada, Yastrzemski. There's 30 pitches right there, most likely.
Isn't it amazing? Seriously.
It is.
30.
It is. And what they did yesterday, that was the blueprint. And Kerry and I were on the postgame yesterday, and that's what we were talking about, taking pitches, getting to full count. And for five out of the six hitters, he was full count. So this is what the Giants have to do, and they got to continue this plan, Kerry. And I really believe they're going to do this. And my biggest reaction to that, Marty, is Sammy Long's got to have a zero on that board in the bottom of the first inning, because that's going to tell him how he can maneuver through this lineup, Kerry.
Yeah, and Marty, I want to go back to something you said earlier. What is Arizona's plan? I think that is the greater theme of the Diamondbacks season. What is going on down here in Arizona? I watched a 2017 Giants team lose 98 games and show up to a series expecting to win one of three. This Arizona team, Marty, my goodness. Everything from the decision-making to the coaching. Anytime anything could possibly go wrong, it's going wrong for them. The Giants have no excuses these next 2 days. They have to pick up two wins here because this is a really bad baseball club.
Yeah, it is. They've had a lot of injuries. Widener, the pitcher, was starting to look okay. Bumgarner has been out since the no-hitter pretty much. You know, this has been a problem for the injuries for them. And with Merrill, not Kelly, the Carson Kelly, the catcher, is out. So they've really got a lot of injuries. But for me, it's a starting pitching. And when you get in, look, this is what makes the Giants the Giants. Get into that secondary pitching. That's why I say if Furia's at 30 pitches, like Bill says, in the first inning, and 49 in the second inning, it's going to be a long night for the Diamondbacks because they're going to be running those relievers, and that's the Giants just eat these guys up because they will not chase.
No, they won't. They won't chase, and that is the blueprint, as Bill mentioned, all season long for the Giants. And you can see when the Giants go into a slump like they did earlier this week, guys, there were two games where the Giants didn't draw a walk. That's completely uncharacteristic, and that's why I thought that Merrill Kelly's approach against San Francisco was so good, because you talk about this Giants baseball team. What do? They walk and they slug on offense. You know the slug's going to come, so why not just throw strikes? Why not just pick around the corners of the strike zone? Because if you're walking guys, you're going to give up home runs with runners on base. It's like Jeff Samardzija, the king of giving up solo home runs back in his Giants career. At least he threw strikes. And this Diamondbacks team has not been able to do that against the Giants a lot this season. I think San Francisco, Bill, is now 16-3 in its last 19 games against Arizona. So Jake Furia, if he wants to have success tonight against the Giants for however long he's in, he's got to come in against Wade Estrada and Yastrzemski.
He does, and you got Dickerson, who literally before last night's game was 0-for-12 on this road trip, and sure enough, he goes deep, and I thought that home run was hit very well. He stayed in his zone. He stayed low into it, and he drove the ball real well. You know, he's starting to come out of his slump a little bit. He hit the ball well yesterday. Of course, Kapler in the postgame show said, hey, I'm sticking with Dickerson. He's had good batting practice. He's taken extra BP. I think that's the guy, Marty, that really needs to do something here in this lineup, especially batting fourth between Yastrzemski and Crawford today.
Well, they don't have many choices, to tell you the truth. I mean, Slater is under 200 now. So what are you going to do, really? Kerry, who are you going to put in there other than Dickerson anyway?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be the guy. Jalen Davis could get some starts here, and I do expect Jalen Davis to start on Sunday against Caleb Smith. But you want to get Alex Dickerson going. I mean, Marty, when we look up at the end of this season, I think that there's going to be 10, 11, 12 different Giants who've hit 10 home runs this season, and I fully expect Alex Dickerson to be one of them. You can't keep him down an entire year. You go back to July 2019, the best month the Giants had for Bruce Bochy in that final season, and it was Alex Dickerson, who has a history of back issues. That month, he hit the ball so well that he had a back issue from putting the team on his back, and so he's capable of doing that when he gets right, and I think that that's something that the Giants could potentially look forward to, as Bill mentioned.
You know, the other thing, gentlemen, is Wilbur Flores. Boy, he has just come on fire, and today he's getting a day off, well-deserved. I mean, the hamstring, you can just see him hustling, trying to get to the last step to get an extra base here and there, but that hamstring's got to be bugging him a little bit, but he's been doing real well, hitting over 380, five home runs in his last 14 games. He's been definitely one of the guys you want to stay in this lineup, but, Marty, I think you have to give him a day off here and there.
Oh, absolutely. And the guy who needs a day off is Crawford.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy plays every single day. His legs, he's a big guy. You know, the legs get heavy. And at some point, you've got to say, look, sit down and relax. And we're going to let someone else play for 2-3 days even. Just give him some time off. I don't know, Kerry, you see that coming?
Yeah, it's coming tomorrow. I have that on good authority that Brandon Crawford, barring any surprises tonight from an injury to Tyro Estrada or something like that, Brandon Crawford will be off tomorrow against Caleb Smith.
Yeah, well, big deal, but he's got to, you know, get
the... Big deal, Marty, you wanted the answer. I gave you the answer as succinctly as possible.
It's not
big
enough.
Deal.
I mean,
you get what you're asking for here.
He needs the Posey plan. You know,
well, the All-Star break's coming up. How about that? Oh, wait, Brandon Crawford's going to be in that
game.
Yeah,
he'll be there.
Yeah, he'll be there. So he needs a little of that posy plan because this look, look, August is a tough month. September's a month, as Bill said, with San Diego all over the place. So they're going to get in. I firmly believe it. I firmly believe it. They're going to get in no matter what. But you can't wear the guys down because the veterans have taken you this far. All right, let's do our difference maker. And then, Kerry, you'll introduce your guest for tonight. Time now to name this week's Difference Maker of the Week, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. Experience the Benjamin Moore retail difference at our independently owned and authorized retailers today or at BenjaminMoore.com. For me, it's Lamont Wade. And, Bill, Kerry, you guys said it, 30 pitches in the first inning, and he takes about 8 of them. So here's the Lamont Wade moment.